Now boarding, the official boarding area podcast would like to welcome aboard all listeners. This nonstop service includes interviews, reviews, and insights from our talented crew of bloggers. Episode number 22 is now boarding.
Joining Captain Ed Pizza on today's episode is AJ Atani from Live from a Lounge. Make sure those tray tables are stowed, your seats are in the upright position. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode.
Welcome back to another episode of the Now Boarding Podcast, where we talk shop with the best minds in travel. Whether you're looking to get to Orlando or Australia, we've got those covered and everything in between. This week, I've got AJ Atani on with me from Live from a Lounge. And before we get started, I just wanted to give a quick reminder to folks to make sure that you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening, whether that's Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. And also, if you could leave us a rating and a comment, all those things help us grow the show. And by clicking the subscribe button, you'll get our episodes as soon as they're published for free, downloaded right to your phone or other device. And we certainly appreciate that. Tell a friend if you love the show. We're always looking to grow the audience to more folks. With all that, I'd like to welcome AJ onto the podcast. Hey, AJ, how are you?
I'm doing good, Ed. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I am coming to you from Paris this week. Where are you hanging out?
I'm luckily at base in Mumbai at this point of time. So glad to be not on a flight for a change.
Yeah, I'm sort of wrapping up my travel year as well. I think I have one more flight after I get home from Paris and then hopefully be home through the end of the year. Are you done traveling for the year?
Well, I think business travel is done for the year, but I'm now looking forward to vacation and just kind of trying to line up all my eggs in a row before I head out to Europe, where you are right now, for chasing some Christmas markets and flying Lufthansa's first class back home then.
Yes, I do love Lufthansa's first class. So where are you bound for in Europe?
Well, we are landing in Munich, then heading over to Vienna, and then to Prague, and then flying back home. So we're spending about 10 or 12 days amongst all these cities, and then flying back to Mumbai on Lufthansa 7478 in first class. And I've never done that before. So first time for me, while all of you guys keep raving about it on boarding area.
Yeah. I've enjoyed those cities, although I have not been there for the Christmas markets, and I've heard great things and do want to make it over here. I most recently did get to ride Lufthansa first class. I was actually in Paris with Randy Peterson, and it popped up last minute, and was able to connect through Frankfurt and bumped into our fellow boarding area blogger Matthew Clint from Live and Let's Fly, just randomly in the Frankfurt first class terminal.
Yeah, well, I think I'm hoping to meet some friends as well when I'm there.
That's great. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're going to get to have such a fun trip. I'm jealous of getting to see the Christmas markets. Let's jump into teaching folks a little bit more about Live from a Lounge. And I'm curious to hear how you jumped into the world travel.
I think travel is something that gets exciting for everyone at a point of time. For me, it started as a young kid. I'm sure the family took me out every summer vacations for family vacations. So it was a once in a year affair. And then when I started working, a lot of business travel started to happen. And that got me hooked on to getting onto planes. And then, of course, once you're doing it almost every week, then you want to maximize your travel goals and your loyalty points and everything. So from there, we crossed over to kind of getting to know everything about that there is to know about travel then from there.
Did you grow up in Mumbai?
No, I'm actually from Delhi. I spent all my childhood there. did all my studies there. And then when work came calling, joined a bank, and they threw me over to Mumbai. So I've been based here for about 15 years now.
And in that early family travel, were you staying, quote-unquote, local in India, or did your family take you internationally when you were younger?
No, there was there's so much in India itself. I think we barely scratched the surface of that in the first 15, whatever number of years we were doing those vacations. So, I think my first international trip was actually about 12 years back. And that was over to, I started with a very good city. It was Tokyo. So from there to, I think, to Bora Bora, I think I've seen a lot for the past 12 or 13 years that I've been flying all over the globe.
Yeah, it's interesting that you got somewhat of a late start on international travel. That was similar to myself. Well, I mean, I guess we did go on a cruise when I was younger and to the Caribbean, so I guess technically internationally, but I didn't start leaving the country till later in life as well.
Yeah, I think it's just like wine, right? The later you wait for it and the more you know about it, you just get out there prepared.
Yeah, and so now, Tokyo was your first foray overseas. What did you think of Tokyo then, and what do you think of Tokyo now that you've experienced a number of other international destinations?
Tokyo still stands to be a beautiful city. It's always, I think people think, for first-timers, Tokyo comes across as very overwhelming, I think, with the speed of the life and the crowd and everything. But I think it's also a very fun place to be because apart from all the glitzy life that you see on top, there's a lot of street eating, a lot of other things. I was pretty amazed 12 years back when I went there for the first time about how they were so ahead on technology even at that point in time. So I think the day off I had there, I spent more in computers and electronic shops as compared to perhaps making a trip to Mount Fuji. And, so I was like, dude, once I came back, I was like, hey, what did I do here? Why was I not doing other things?
I love
it. Yeah.
Well, we all find our own things to enjoy when we travel.
Yes.
So how long have you been blogging?
It's been quite a while. Let me go back. I started blogging about 2011. And I was, incidentally, the first international blog to come on Boarding Area.
Really? I didn't know that. I mean, I knew you were one of the first. I did not know you were actually the first. That's awesome.
Yeah, perhaps it's a little bit of a timeline, but at least when I go back to 2011, I think when I was talking to Randy about starting a blog, I distinctly remember on the phone call with him saying the words that there is no international presence for Boarding Area right now, and it's so good for Americans. Maybe let's take it global now. So I'm guessing I was the first, but maybe I was off by a digit there. So.
And so where did you come up with the name Live from a Lounge? Had you been lounge hopping by that point?
Yeah, when I got started, I was spending, with the blog, I mean, I was spending a lot of time in airport lounges already. So that's where sort of the name started to come together. And I think social media already had a little bit taken off at that point in time. So I had to be very careful with how any name I would pick would be appearing on social media as well. So while I wanted to do Live from the Lounge, it did not fit Twitter's standards at that point in time. So I made it Live from a Lounge.
That's funny. Amazing how things have changed over the years.
Yeah, I think it's so much more fun to be doing this right now, but it's so much more work as well, because you don't just have to write now. You also have to do video, you have to do social media, and there's so much more to kind of expose your brand to various people who are regular readers and writers for you. Yeah.
there is definitely so much more to the blogging world now, as evidenced by the fact that I've branched out with a couple of podcasts. And we're going to dig into the areas that you consider yourself an expert on, that you're going to be able to help your readers with when we come back from our first break. We'll be right back on the Now Boarding Podcast with AJ from Live from a Lounge.
Hey, well, we're taking a break from the show. I wanted to tell you about a new travel podcast that one of my friends just launched. The We Travel There podcast covers a different destination each week in 30 minutes or less. The host, Lee Huffman, finds experts on each area and does a deep dive into each destination. We Travel There will help you find the best surfing spots on Oahu and the Penguin Parade in Melbourne, Australia. He's already covered a couple of my favorite places to visit, like Hong Kong and Vancouver. Find We Travel There on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you find great podcasts. Now, back to the show.
Back for segment two on the Now Boarding Podcast with AJ from Live from a Lounge. So, AJ, what are folks going to find when they head to Live from a Lounge for the first time? What are the areas that you normally cover on your blog?
Things that I know back of my palm, things you're going to hear a lot about on the blog. Those include all the loyalty programs that I like and all the airlines and hospitality chains I like. So, for instance, while Marriott and Hyatt are household names for folks in the Western world, in my neck of the wood, in India and in Asia largely, they're still establishing their presence. So we are not the people who are as lucky as, you know, you guys to get 100,000 bonus drops on signing up for a credit card or so on and so forth. So we talk a lot about how to live a life without 100,000 or 200,000 bonus points every time you sign up for a credit card. And trust me, the question I get all the time from my Indian audience when I meet them or they write to me very often is, hey, the Americans get all these fancy bonuses. Why do we have to live with 20,000 and 30,000 bonus points? And I try and reason with them, but I think given you guys are the king of the jungle, perhaps you need to start helping me make people understand why we are not going to get those bonuses anytime soon. But yeah, having said that, airlines, hospitality, and loyalty programs are our genres, but with an Indian / Asian flavor to it. So we talk all about aviation in this part of the world. India is a massive market for aviation. It is the second biggest growing market in the world right now in terms of growth for aviation. So a lot of people are flying new for the first time, or you know, still getting in the habit of flying. So we try and help those folks out. On the other hand, also a lot of our audiences, our readership is CEOs, is people who business travel a lot. And for them, we keep reviewing all these fantastic products which fly out of India so that the next time they want to fly, you know, they can choose to, let's say, fly KLM to Amsterdam or United's new Polaris, which started to fly out of Mumbai to Levak. Yeah. So we try and spruce it up with a lot of trip reports. We try and do a lot of reviews. And we again try and do a lot of tips, tricks about traveling from India and in India and around Asia as well.
Yeah, and I don't think the Indian market is unique in the size of credit card sign-up bonuses. I would say United States is mostly the outlier, where most of the folks that I speak with who are friends from around the world complain about the fact that sign-up bonuses are smaller everywhere else. And I'm curious, how do you normally earn your miles and points? Are the majority of them from your business travel, or are you able to scrape together a decent amount with credit card spending?
Yeah, so it's a mix of both business travel. One of the first things I almost always do is to make sure that I don't have somebody else book my business travel as well, to the extent possible, because that takes away from me the opportunity to book that travel and earn points, and that's part one. And part two, of course, is I think there are still a lot of good credit card products in India. There is one which gives you, we may not have the biggest sign-up bonuses, but I think we have outrageous category bonuses. So there is a credit card I have which gives me 33% of my money spent as points every time I use it to book travel or even pay for my Uber for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's massive in the sense if you're spending 100 Indian rupees, which is $1.50 approximately, you're going to get 50 cents back as points.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So as far as your travel is concerned currently, how much of your travel is for business and how much of it do you get to take for pleasure?
I think it was a lot of business travel for the longest time. But ever since, I branched out into doing a lot of aviation-related stuff, I think there's some things which become business versus pleasure at the same time, in the sense when I make a visit to Airbus, for a lot of people it may be business because I'm covering a delivery flight or something, but it's also pleasure for me. On the other hand, in terms of vacation time, I think it's only gone up over the past 4 or 5 years now that I got married. And luckily, my wife loves to travel as much as I do. So we keep planning all these side trips and work trips. And we keep planning all these vacations where, like the one that's coming up, where we basically going to take our annual time off and go away for roughly about 15, 20 days.
Yeah, and I think that's probably one of the most understated parts of writing a blog. I think many folks get into blogging thinking they're going to be showered with free travel and stuff of that nature. But I think for me, as you mentioned, being able to love, quote unquote, the work that you do and being able to travel to Airbus for a delivery flight, those are, those things never get old. I always find myself pinching myself when I get to do something like that. I imagine you feel the same.
Yes, I agree. And, touching on that part about free travel, which a lot of people end up thinking about is what they get when they get into this industry. I think that's a little bit of it's not true, actually. That's what I want to say. I think I end up paying for almost all my travel. The only places I say yes to free travel is where you have a money can't buy experience, like Qatar Airways invited me to join the delivery flight from Toulouse to Doha earlier this year. So that's not a flight you could buy a ticket to, really. But apart from that, we pay for all our travel. And I think that helps us keep our tone of voice authentic, which is what is very important as compared to being showered with free travel and then having perhaps a biased opinion then going forward.
Yeah, I agree. I do the same as you. I pay for virtually all of my own travel, but I have been fortunate enough to do a few special things over the years, and I'm jealous of your delivery flight. I've done one myself, but I'm eager to do another one. What plane was it that you took the delivery flight on from Toulouse to Qatar?
That was the first A350-1000 ever delivered to any airline in the world. And yeah, they had a marvelous ceremony the night before. I think we all have some of it still all over the internet. It was a mind-blowing ceremony, the way Qatar Airways is. So they go all in when they come to an occasion. But I think maybe you remember it or not, Ed, we've done a very special flight together as well. That was the first One World Megadoo back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun too.
The One World Megadoo was a ton of fun. They're different sorts of fun because One World Megadoo, all of those sorts of events, it's great to share with such a big group of friends. But I do have to say, I am insanely jealous that you got to take an A350 delivery flight. I have not been on the A350 yet, mm-hmm. and had the chance to take a delivery flight. That's a pretty special excursion.
Yeah, I agree totally. I mean, I did not know what I was signing up for really at the time the invitation rolled in, but when you arrive there, you see the enormity of the occasion. It was beautiful. It was very beautiful. And again, to be surrounded by, let's say, 40 other media and AV Geek friends is special because, so TPG was there, Zach was there, I think, and His Highness, Mr. Al Baker was there as well. So it's good to be, in the company of all these people for about 7 hours.
That's a heck of a crowd.
Yeah.
We're going to step aside for our last break, and we're going to bring AJ back and run him through some lightning questions before we let him get back to work today in Mumbai. We'll be right back on the Now Boarding Podcast.
The Now Boarding Podcast is brought to you in part by No Jet Lag. Don't let jet lag get you down. There are flight crews, sports teams, and business executives all around the world that sing the praises of No Jet Lag. No Jet Lag is the leader in jet lag management for the last 25 years. Don't let jet lag spoil your next trip. Visit nojetlag.com to get yours today.
Back for our final segment with AJ from Live from the Lounge on the Now Boarding Podcast. AJ, let's run through some lightning questions. What's one of the greatest places you've ever visited?
The dream come true for me was to head to Bora Bora, which I did in 2015. It's a mind-blowing place. And I think it's a toss-up with me right now between Bora Bora and Maldives, both islands. So trying to figure out which one I like more.
Neither one of which I've been to, but part of that is the travel time. How far of a set of flights was it for you to get to Bora Bora or the Maldives?
So Maldives is next door to home, so I can go there anytime, right? It's just about 3 hours of flying time to, if you hop through Colombo, I think it was about 3 or 4 hours before I got there. But the more interesting part from there is that you then wait for a seaplane and blah, blah, blah. So eventually, I think I left my home at 12 midnight, and I got into a room at Park Hyatt Maldives roughly at about 4 p.m. the next day. So, yeah, by the time it was time to, I just went and crashed there for the first night. So, yeah, in terms of Bora Bora, that was one long excursion because I think we flew for roughly about 24 hours from Mumbai to get into L.A. first. And we flew from Mumbai to Singapore to... At that point in time, they did not have the nonstop to fly to Los Angeles. So we did the A380 suites from there to Tokyo, I think, and Tokyo to Los Angeles. And then after a couple of days, we started to fly halfway back to Bora Bora, to the, what is that called, the Papeete Island first, which was another 8-hour flight. And so, yeah, it's quite a task to get there. But I think I totally love it for the fact that it was my honeymoon. And the only thing I said to Shipra while we were going there was, listen, I don't want phone calls bothering me day in, day out. And the only way to make sure the phone is shut is to go diametrically opposite in the middle of nowhere so that, you're sleeping when my side of the world is working. And you're awake when they're all sleeping. So,
yep.
It was so quiet and it was so beautiful there.
All right. So I don't know a ton about the credit card market in India. I'm curious if you have a favorite credit card.
I do have a few, actually. I think one of my favorite credit cards is indeed the one I was telling you about earlier. It's an Indian bank called HDFC Bank has a card called the HDFC Bank Diners Club Black, which is a product which gives you a category multiplier of 10x points, which eventually translates to let's say you're booking travel or ordering on Amazon and some other places, you're getting 33% of your money back as points, which is basically travel money. You know, you can transfer it to Jet Airways or to Singapore Airlines, or you can use it as cash to book travel for future travel. So that's a beautiful card. I use it all the time. And one of the other favorites of mine is the Citi Prestige, the Indian version, of course, not the one that you have out in the US. That card, again, there's a solid list of transfer partners. I have about 14 transfer partners here in India. You get the fourth night free on that card. You get limo transfers here in India, in the sense you can book up a car transfer anywhere in the Asia Pacific region, and they'll drive you to the airport or from the airport free of cost in a black limo. And I think that's a marvelous benefit to have. And of course, they give you double points when you're doing international spends.
Those are some great benefits for those cards, especially the rate of return and the card service. I love all of that, but I can't have any of those in my wallet, although I do get some pretty sizable sign-up bonuses. So I guess I can't complain too much.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a card here in India which helps me on merit rewards or some of those things. So Hyatt, for instance. So yeah, I think we're pretty handicapped here in terms of earning hotel rewards. Airline rewards we can still manage, but hotels, not so much.
Wouldn't surprise me if we see a credit card enter that market for hotels at some point, given the size of it.
Yeah, I'm looking at you, Marriott.
And I'm looking at Marriott too, but they're busy trying to figure out a name for their new program. So,
Bonvoy.
What do you consider your favorite airline?
Okay, I actually have two favorite airlines. One of them is Jet Airways, which is something I've been flying for about 15 years now. And it's one of India's oldest full-service carriers. And it's basically my workhorse to where I want to go. So they fly all the way to Europe. They fly to Southeast Asia. They fly a lot around India. So basically, it helps me get where I need to go for work. But otherwise, my other favorite airline ends up being Singapore Airlines. Absolutely, for the quality of service that they kind of push out there all the time. It's a very consistent and very nice hospitable experience that they give you every time you get on that plane.
Two airlines I have not flown yet, but I'm hoping to cross off my list some point in the future. Definitely.
You should start with Singapore Airlines then, you know, take the nonstop into Singapore at some point in time.
We are talking about possibly doing that for the Harry Potter exhibit at Changi Airport because my kids are huge Harry Potter fans. We're trying to figure out a way to work out that very short 18-hour one-way journey to check out an airport.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, how does it go? I did it on the A340,
yeah,
the earlier one. And I've done that journey twice or thrice, not like the private equity guys who do it like for a living many a times. I did it more out of fun. And every time I did it, I was just woozy at the end of that long flight. And I was like, you know, disoriented for a few hours before I could actually get down to doing something else. So I'm pretty curious myself to hear about how the A350-900 changes that experience for people.
Yeah, it's a doozy of a flight. I'll have to see if the A350 makes enough of a difference in jet lag and wear and tear. So, favorite hotel chain for you?
Again, I for the longest time I was loyal to Hyatt, and you know, Hyatt's given me some very special moments. So, very very nice hotel chain there. But you know, now that Starwood and Marriott have merged, they've sort of become India's biggest hotel chain as well. Even though they only have about 112 hotels at this point in time open in India. But yeah, they're kind of my favorite hotel chain right now, in spite of the fact that they're still not being able to figure out everything to do with the loyalty program. I'm guessing they will figure that out eventually. But yeah, Hyatt and Marriott then.
Yeah, you join a long list of folks who have been on the Now Boarding podcast that are wondering when Marriott and SPG will be merged to the point where things will be smooth again. We are still wading through some bumps and bruises, no question.
I think they should have just, transferred that IT of theirs to India. And maybe perhaps we would have done a much better job than, what they were trying to implement in the headquarters out there.
I have absolutely no doubt that that would have been a better solution than the current solution.
Yeah.
All right. So last question on our list today before we let you get back to life and work. What one place still on your bucket list?
Well, Ed, that's the whole wide world, okay? So there are a lot of places I haven't gone to, but a couple of them that really stand out for me are South America. It's so far away from where I am that, it'll really get me to at least take a month or a month and a half off work. And I think I'd barely scratch the surface of that place when I get there. And the other one I really want to go to is go and see the Northern Lights before they kind of stop being a phenomena and everyone's seen them. But again, it's something that needs you to go and be patient, and it's not predictable. So you need to be taking about 4 or 5 days there, so, and waiting it up in Iceland. So yeah, it's there on the bucket list, but I don't know when I'm going to get to it. But the third one, which I think you've already heard from so many people on your podcast before then, is Antarctica. So I think we should all go together to Antarctica at some point in time as a boarding area contingent.
We would definitely provide a market increase in the population of Antarctica if we all went at the same time.
Yeah, we need to make sure the ecology is not suffering there because boarding area arrived.
I agree. And I have all of those places on my bucket list still too. I've not made it to South America or Iceland. Can't wait for those as well. AJ, it's been great having you on the podcast. You may be my farthest afield recorded guest recording from Mumbai. Thanks a ton for being on the podcast. Tell folks where they can find you when you're not hanging out here with me.
Yeah, well, the first place to start is always the website. The URL for you to head out to is www.liveromalounge.com, which is spelled as liveromalounge.com. And apart from that, I answer a lot of questions for people on Twitter. So I'm on twitter.com/liveromalounge again. And if you guys want to keep track of my travels, hit up me, my Insta page, which is instagram.com/lifefromalounge. Apart from that, we're also on Facebook and YouTube as well. So keep checking us out on all these places, and we'll keep you up to speed with what's happening with us and the Asian and Indian travel and credit card space.
That's great. Thanks a ton for being on with us, AJ.
Well, thank you so much, Ed, for having me over. And thank you for coming halfway over to Paris to make the time zones work.
It was great having AJ on the podcast. We're covering more and more of the boarding area world with each episode that we record, but we still have over 50 boarding area bloggers to catch up with. If you have questions for any of your favorite boarding area bloggers, be sure to drop me a line. My email address is ed@pizzainmotion.com. And you can find me on social media. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all at Pizza in Motion. Until next week, I'll be finding more cool places to travel. We'll see you soon.